The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard the Local Hour here on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation, and I almost sort of really mean that. My favorite two AM stations.
Okay. Awkward here.
1400 AM KSBT in somewhat seasonal Sandpoint.
Pretty snowy.
And 1450 AM at KBFI in always beautiful Bonner's Ferry. It's we're in North Idaho. It's Thursday, so we cleverly call this show North Idaho Thursday. Oh. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and as some of you regular listeners and a lot of you irregular listeners probably know that once a month on Thursdays, Ricky comes back into town and we do a Ricky's Top 10. So that's what we're doing today. Yes, it's another edition of Ricky's Top 10, the monthly local radio talk show where we take a look at a top 10 list on a subject that is at least somewhat pertinent to the month at hand. And what's at hand this month? Well, the holidays. Yes, we've got the snow. We've got the chilly temps. Obviously, winter is here,
birthday,
even though not on the calendar yet, but it's here. The holidays are upon us. And now over the past 5 years or so, on when we used to do our top 10 lists every Wednesday, around Christmas time, we would have a Christmas theme, like favorite Christmas movies, favorite Christmas goodies,
music, cookies,
favorite Christmas songs, favorite Christmas meals, blah, blah, blah. So today we're going to change it up a bit and do top 10 favorite movies about winter or that take place in the winter and not necessarily about Christmas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. And as always, we once again searched the entire world, the globe.
Everywhere. We searched everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
To find the world's most renowned expert on all things winter movies. And lo and behold, it's like a little Christmas miracle.
Little tiny Christmas miracle.
We have found that person right here, little old Sandpoint. Please welcome Jack Peterson. And Jack, welcome to your very first ever Ricky's Top 10.
Yeah.
Well, good day, Ricky. Good day, Bob. It is really a pleasure and an honor to be here.
You're not really supposed to talk right now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. You're doing great.
Okay. That's why I showed you the snooze button there. To hit that button whenever you feel like talking. No, just kidding. Anyway, but before we get to that, I got to tell you a few other things. Friday night, there's a free movie at the Panada Theater.
Ooh.
It's called The Antidote. It's brought to you by the local public radio station and the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force. It's absolutely free. The Antidote weaves together stories of kindness, decency, and the power of community in America. So check that out. Showtime is 7 o'clock, and really nothing better than going to the Panada Theater, seeing just about any movie on the big screen and eat popcorn and all that stuff. Also, Saturday, there's live music at the winery. Jason Evans playing at the winery from 5 until 8. Saturday at IPA, the Idaho Poor Authority. Guess who, Ricky?
Bright Moments Jazz?
Bright Moments Jazz.
They never play.
Arthur and the guys, sometimes it's 2, sometimes it's 3. Anyway, it's Bright Moments Jazz Saturday at IPA. Also this weekend is the Hope Marketplace Co-op Saturday and Sunday. Go to their Facebook page for more details on that. Sunday is the monthly Pondre Market, the Pondre Outdoor Market, but it's held indoors during the wintertime.
Right.
And it is the second Sunday of every month. There's live music, food vendors, and more.
Oh.
I wonder what that is.
I know.
Anyway, that is what's going on the rest of this week and this weekend. What's going on the show? It's Ricky's Top 10, Top 10 favorite movies about winter, not necessarily
not Christmas. Yeah.
Do they have to not have Christmas, or can they be Christmas?
Well, okay, that's an excellent question. I have two tied because they technically take place on Christmas Eve, but I personally do not classify them as a Christmas movie.
All right, I'll tell you what. We are going to take our first break.
Okay.
And when we come back, during the break, we'll clarify the rules.
Yeah.
And we will come back and do some more of this, so stick around. All All right, we are back. Ricky's top 10 for this week. Jack Peterson is our very special guest. Top 10 favorite movies about the winter time. And Ricky, how do you want to do this?
I don't know.
Okay, good.
No.
Talked about it that whole break.
Right? I feel like we should go back and forth. You start with your number 10.
Okay.
Top 10 winter movies that are not Christmas movies. Jack, your number 10, please.
I will do that. Okay. I'm very curious to know what your movies that take place on Christmas Eve that aren't, that you don't classify Christmas movies are.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Just stay tuned.
Okay. My number 10 is a movie for, I didn't pull up the IMDb, so I'm sorry, I don't know the date of it, but it's called Ice Station Zebra.
Oh.
Yeah, Bob has seen it. Have you seen it?
I had to
movie?
Read that book in eighth grade English class.
Oh.
I can't believe that was an assignment.
Yeah.
That's funny. Ice Station Zebra is based on a book by Alistair MacLean. I have another movie on my list also based on a book by Alistair MacLean.
Oh, interesting.
Which is kind of coincidental. But the first half of the movie takes place more or less on a submarine.
Sure.
The second half of the movie is all at the titular
Ice Station
Zebra. Yeah.
Is it in one of the poles? Like, yeah, is that why
the
it's
North
in
Pole.
Oh, okay.
And that's why they have to take a submarine, you see. Because it goes under the ice. And then pop up.
Whoa.
And, oh, it's very exciting. Rock Hudson plays the sub commander. Is it Patrick McGoohan as the... Mm. As the British spy who's...
Interesting.
On board. And it's an also... Jim Brown, right? No, that's
He's the football player who retired to become an actor.
Yeah, oh. And he's it's a good cast, and a little bit of trivia about it is that it's a movie that has no women in it at all.
Interesting.
Yes,
like the opposite of the women. That's all a woman.
Yes, it is It is an entirely male cast because it's. I guess it's mostly
it's
about
on a submarine.
Well, there was no female restrooms on the submarine.
That's right.
Probably.
I'm
guessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably why
that's
I was.
That's a very good one. I hadn't thought about that movie since the eighth grade.
And it's very chilly. They're all bundled up in their parkas and, you know, staggering through the ice. And it's fun. Yeah.
It did just make me think of a movie I had forgotten about, My Side of the Mountain, based on a book.
Ah,
but
I've
it
read
ends
the book.
On Christmas in the movie. Mm-hmm. So technically it could be considered a Christmas movie, but that's a good one. My number 10, however, is The Ice Storm. It's from 1997.
Uh-huh.
All-star cast. Christina Ricci, Elijah Wood, Tobey Maguire, Kevin Kline, Sigourney Weaver, the boring woman. I always forget her name. But it's about, it takes place in 1973, and...
Boring woman?
Yeah, she's in, like, a bunch of movies. She's in, like, the Jason Bourne movies, and she's pretty dumb, like, dull-looking, just like...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I know. It takes place in 1973, and the adults, it's, like, over Thanksgiving break, and the adults have a key party... Not going to explain what that is. If you know, you know. And so there's all this like underlying tension about like key parties and the adults that are all having affairs with each other. But it really is about the kids having this like coming of age love story. And then there's an ice storm where literally everything in Connecticut just freezes. And it's super intense and moody and spooky and really good. And it's a great like cold winter movie. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Never even heard of it. I have no idea what a key party is.
I
used to go to key parties as we would buy kilos and we break down the... Yeah. And that was... We called them key parties. That's coming back to me now.
Interest. Okay. That's not this kind of key
party. Let's change the subject. Jack, you're number 9.
My number 9... I kind of want to switch it just because of what the title is. But my number 9 is The Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Which it's currently his second to most recent Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
As of this recording. it's very violent and stuff, but it's but another all-star cast in that one, and of course, gruesome, but it's such a juxtaposition there of the brutal goings on inside of the cabin. You know, very, very violent, or not just violent, but intense. And then also the scenery, some incredible shots that they got. I don't know the terminology, but I know he had broken out some very special equipment like that hadn't been used in a really long time. I mean, certain types of film. I think it was originally shown only in IMAX theaters for a little while and then moved to regular. But
nice.
Anyway, that's it's and it's all very cold. And very
great story. Yep. And I didn't know when I first saw it that it was a Tarantino movie.
Oh, really?
It was just my mistake. And then you know, about halfway through going, oh.
Yeah.
Aha. I know whose movie this is. Yeah. And Senior Bob was my favorite character. Anyway.
Yeah.
Good one.
Mm-hmm. My number nine is from 1992, The Mighty Ducks. I really want to include the whole trilogy.
Yeah.
It's so good. My cousin Zach and I stayed up one night and watched all three Mighty Ducks movies in a row. We were way too young to be staying up all night. Mm-hmm. And I remember my Uncle
Scott
came
down. Where were
your
parents?
Exactly. My Uncle Scott came down at like 3 o'clock in the morning, hands on hips. What are you doing awake? It was really fun. But that's like a Minnesota lawyer, Emilio Estevez, gets together a ragtag group of misfits and they play hockey and it's ridiculous. Joshua Jackson of Dawson's Creek. Mm-hmm. Is the star when he's a small child. It's just a classic feel-good family fun hockey movie.
Yeah.
You know I love a sports movie.
Do they win in the end?
No. Yes, they do.
I've never seen the Mighty Duck
movies. All of them, don't they?
Don't they?
They win. I think and they win in the first one.
Sports movies.
The second one, I don't remember.
The hometown team never loses in sports movies.
Exactly. And they're like, you know, green and yellow because it's Minnesota, and the bad guys wear black and white, and they're really intense, and they have like combed hair, you know?
Yep.
Combed hair?
Yeah.
That's intense.
Yep.
That one didn't make my list, but it's honorable mention.
I certainly
thought about it. I left the hockey movies out. I'm from Minnesota. I remember
that was a big deal
when that movie came out.
Mighty Ducks is not on your list.
Yeah, everybody saw that. I like that movie, but I think on rewatch it maybe doesn't hold up quite as well.
Maybe not. I haven't rewatched it since. Mm-hmm.
Well, then let's skip to your number eight.
Okay, jumping ahead. Yeah, you got to keep us on pace here because I don't know if we're taking too long or not going fast enough.
Don't worry about it.
I'm moving to Groundhog Day at number eight.
Good one. Yeah. Classic. It barely didn't make the list.
Yeah, and I think I'm not really going in order of like favorite movies because this would be higher on my list in terms of favorites, but. But it's not so much about winter. It's about all the other stuff that happens. I mean,
it does take place in winter.
But it very much takes place in winter, and that's a big part of it. He learns how to do an ice sculpture of Andy McDowell's torso, and that snowball fight.
I don't know why. I feel like I could just watch that movie over and over and over.
So, what song is it that he wakes up to every day?
It's I Got You, Babe.
There you go. Sure. Very good.
I enjoyed the Super Bowl commercial last year, too. Did you see that?
I didn't see it.
Bill Murray, it's some kind of car commercial or something like that. But they just redid Groundhog Day, but this time he was happy to be there because he had a really cool car.
Nice.
Anyway.
Bill Murray did a car commercial. What is this world coming?
He sells his own line of golf clothing now.
Wow.
William Murray Collection.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
My number eight, thank you for asking, is from 1990. It is as anti-Christmas movie, I think, as you can get. It is Misery.
Oh, yeah.
Kathy Bates and James Caan, basically the two people in it. It's a Stephen King novel. He wrote the screenplay for the movie as well. And it's really, it's a writer, and he crashes his car, and Kathy Bates, quote-unquote, saves him and traps him until he can write his next novel, and it's really intense and super good. I'm not a scary movie person. I can't watch scary movies, but this one is not. It's more, it's that suspense, you know? It's not as, like, scary.
Mm-hmm.
And Kathy Bates is just genius in it. She's so good.
What is it about? I'm not even familiar with this.
I just told you what it's about. It's about a writer who crashes his car, and Kathy Bates quote-unquote saves him.
So what's it all about?
It takes place in winter. She basically kidnaps him and won't let him go until he writes his next book.
Oh yeah,
because she's a big fan.
I have heard.
Doesn't
of
she
that,
find? Yeah. She finds out that he was gonna kill off.
He's gonna
the character.
Kill off a character. Yeah. Yeah.
She says, "No, you gotta change that."
Yeah. Yeah.
Very clever. Yeah, it's a clever.
I think you would
movie
like
idea.
It actually. Mm-hmm. You should watch it if you want
it's,
to.
I saw it on. I don't think I've even seen the whole thing. I saw it on cable, and it's engrossing, but it didn't make me want to go
it's
out and rent it.
It's difficult on
yeah,
cable.
Watch it again.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You should rent it.
Watch the real thing.
Yeah.
Okay. That reminds me of another honorable mention that I didn't put on my list. Mm-hmm. It might be on yours. But mm-hmm. the other Stephen King winter movie is The Shining.
I've never seen it.
Yeah,
too scary.
It's too scary. That's yeah. right. And it does have a major winter feel to it.
That's the Jack Nicholson one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I on number seven?
Do we have
yes,
time
you
for
are.
Our number seven?
Yeah, let's do Jack's number seven,
and
then
we'll
take
back
a break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, thank you. My number seven is a old movie called The Thin Man. Black and white.
I love the but that takes place
it starts,
on Christmas.
It does, but it starts on Christmas. You're absolutely right.
I call it a Christmas
you
movie.
You call it a Christmas movie?
I mean, it's fine if you don't.
Wait, let's ask the judges.
Yeah, good point.
Not a Christmas movie, they
but
came back to say.
The
not
Christmas,
a Christmas
scene
movie.
Is my favorite scene in that movie when he's laying on the couch and shooting the balloons on the Christmas tree and breaks the window and she has her fur coat on even though it's sweltering inside and they're both hung over. Uh-huh. It's just so good. It's such
is,
a good
it's
Christmas
great,
scene.
But there's nothing.
It qualifies as a winter movie, not a Christmas movie. And I have a feeling on your list there's going to be a few more of those
but,
that
yeah,
are technically
sure.
Christmas movies. But
yeah, it does start on Christmas, you're right. All but right. then it's a mystery that lasts,
yes.
and I think it ends
a
on
murder
New Year's.
Mystery.
If
yeah,
I'm
it does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, so it lasts about a week.
Yeah. And
and the whole thing is them being drunk.
Yeah.
And William Powell's a reluctant detective. And
yep.
Myrna Loy is just so charming and delightful.
And their little dog.
Yes. Aster.
Aster. Mm-hmm.
So
anyway.
Good.
Yeah. It's
such a good movie.
It is.
I have it
movie.
On VHS. I watch it every Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that, therefore, I maybe that. Maybe I made a mistake then.
No, it's fine. This is
movie.
The whole, there's no rules to Ricky's Top 10.
Uh-huh.
It's really all based on your opinion. And
yeah.
this is why we found you, the foremost expert on winter, not Christmas movies.
Yes, thank you.
And his name is Jack Peterson. It's Ricky's Top 10 for this week. Top 10 favorite wintertime movies. And we'll continue with it right after this. Ricky's Top 10 for this week. I'm your host, Bob Witte, by the way. I was told I failed to mention that back in the beginning. I was just so excited about today's show. Anyway, we're into it. Ricky's Top 10 favorite movies about winter. Jack Peterson's our very special guest, and we are on Ricky's number seven.
My number seven, I just watched. It came out in 2017. I do realize that, but I just watched it. It's I, Tonya.
Oh.
The Tonya Harding story, Margot Robbie, Sebastian Stan, Allison Janney. It's about Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan. It's sort of the backstory told from Tonya Harding's point of view, her sort of rough and tumbled childhood. Just the fact that she even became an Olympic athlete is pretty phenomenal. She was an amazing talent, but just not a great person. And it's just well told. I don't even enjoy Allison Janney that much, but she's great in this movie. Everything's really good about it. Highly recommend it. And it's not necessarily a winter movie, but it is about ice skating, Winter Olympics, that kind of stuff. So I counted it as a winter movie.
I think it absolutely qualifies.
Yeah.
Didn't make my list.
Wait, let's ask the judges.
Oh.
Yes, it does.
Hey! I like this new panel of judges we have.
Yeah.
It gives me something to do while you guys talk.
Jack, you're number six.
My number six is, it's kind of a placeholder for a lot of movies in the same movie family, but it's On Her Majesty's Secret Service. I don't have any other James Bond movies on here, but there is.
Oh, it's a James Bond.
It is.
Is it
this is the
Sean Connery?
No, it's the one in the middle of the Sean Connery. They did one movie with George Lazenby before Sean came back and
interesting.
Did Diamonds Are Forever. And it
Diamonds
is the winteriest.
Are forever.
Yes, that one. But this is a different movie. This one's called On Her Majesty's Secret Service. And it takes place largely at a really cool Swiss, I can't remember what the name of it is, but Piz Gloria or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's just a beautiful set that they have on a mountaintop.
Interesting.
James Bond has to infiltrate and go kill Blofeld. He gets, I believe he gets married in that movie.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
And it is, I believe if, if you had Sean Connery in it, if he hadn't taken a break, then it would be hands down the best James
Bond
movie.
Yeah. But I've never even heard of it.
Yeah. Lazenby is an Australian guy, and he's just no Sean Connery.
Interesting.
In my opinion.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So how many James Bond movies are there?
Of 5 million.
25 now? I
think. No way.
Was the most recent one?
Wow.
Yeah, the last one that came
I did
out.
See the most recent one in the theater. Highly recommend.
Very jealous.
Yeah.
Haven't seen it yet.
And who stars in that one?
I don't know. No, it's Daniel Craig and you know, that weird looking kid that's in everything. He played Freddie Mercury.
Oh yeah.
Really good. I can't think of names.
So you have code names. You have code names for every actor. You know, that boring woman and that weird looking kid who's in every movie.
Here's the thing. Joan Allen, that's her name. The boring lady, Joan Allen.
Yep.
If Willie was in the studio, Willie Whitty, frequent top 10 guest, he would know exactly who I was talking about by these brief descriptions.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Willie, number six, my number six is Fargo from 1996.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched the TV show, but I loved
the movie. One of my favorite movies, period.
William H. Macy, Francis McDormand, Steve Buscemi, Peter Stormare, who nobody knows, but he's that guy that's in every movie. He has that super intense face, very Eastern European looking. And he is great in this film. He's the woodchopper scene guy, if you know what I mean. But yeah, it's just so, it's so good. It's so well done. Everyone is perfect in it.
So
the
many
perfect
great
script.
Lines.
Yeah.
Look, Norm, Arby's. Let's have Arby's.
It's so good.
Great. Have you seen the Fargo TV series?
I have.
There have been three seasons, or four, I guess, now.
Yeah, I haven't seen
and
the last.
The last one is not as good because it doesn't take place in North Dakota or Minnesota.
Mm. Oh.
It takes place in Kansas City.
Oh.
And it stars Chris Rock.
Yeah.
And he's a mafia guy, and his black mafia takes over from the Italian mafia or something like that.
So it doesn't take place
it's okay.
In Fargo?
No. It has nothing to do with Fargo.
Well, neither does the movie. Well, I mean, the movie doesn't
take place in Fargo.
In North Dakota. But all the other episodes take place in and around Minneapolis, the first three, and I think it's the greatest. The three seasons are complete. Each one is completely different from the other. There's a mafia one, but it's just this. It's so well written and so well done. I feel like the last one with Chris Rock was right in the height of the first year of COVID, and I think they really forced it because it was like the only TV series to come out that year.
Yeah. Interesting.
I haven't seen season three yet either, but I think I loved season one and two. I think season two is like maybe my favorite season of TV ever.
Yeah, me too.
So good. Wow. Yeah.
And they're all, in my opinion, I love the movie, one of my top 10 favorite movies of all time, but those first three seasons of the TV series are better than the movie. That's how good it is.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So check it out.
Jack,
anyway,
you're number five.
Good one.
My number five.
I'll move this show along.
I'm here we go. Back with Alistair MacLean.
Oh, okay.
Where Eagles Dare.
Oh.
Clint Eastwood's highest body count in any movie. He kills like 60 people.
Jeez Louise.
It's a... So once again, it's a military exploit of Richard Burton and Clint Eastwood lead a team of British and American commandos on a raid to, I believe, rescue a general in the it takes place during World War II before D-Day, and they gotta get to this guy who's just been captured before the Germans torture him and get the information about the D-Day invasion out of him. Or do they?
Right.
Is it all a double cross?
Oh.
Who knows? But it all takes place. They fly into I think it's like in the Alps somewhere. Hmm. It's all wintertime. There's a big fight on top of a gondola cable car.
Whoa.
And then they're at a castle, and Clint is just mowing them down.
So the 60 people that Clint Eastwood shoots,
they're all Nazis.
Oh, okay, good. I was going to say.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. For any Nazi out there, just kidding. Uh-huh. But did you count 60, or is
somebody
that just
has
somebody has counted?
Yeah, that's a, okay. Somebody has counted. I didn't make the count, but I do know that that's yeah, that's his.
Wow,
that's the most people he's ever killed in a single movie. It also has Richard Burton. Saying,
wow,
and he's like the leader, Richard Burton, and he's got to get on the radio at some point. And the code name is, or the phrase is, "Broadsword calling Danny Boy." Broadsword calling Danny Boy. Come in, Danny Boy. I can't do a very good Richard Burton, but it's really
it's pretty good.
It's fun.
Interesting.
That was a decent Richard Burton.
It was not bad.
Thank you.
Do we have time
Ricky,
for my
let's do your number five, and we'll take our final break.
All right, guys, say it with me. Mm-hmm. Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up. It's bobsled time.
Oh.
Cool running.
All right.
From 1993, John Candy, Leon, Dougie Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Classic. I just almost cursed right then. Classic movie from my childhood. Maybe watched it 500 times.
Huh?
Love that movie. It's about Jamaican runners who don't make it into the Summer Olympics, so they become bobsledders to make it into the Winter Olympics, and they go to Toronto in the middle of winter, and they've never experienced snow or cold before. Hilarity ensues. There's drama. There's family dynamics and coming together as a team, and John Candy getting accepted back into the Olympic community after a cheating scandal. And it's, you know, it's just great. It's a great movie.
And it's all downhill from there.
Hey-ho!
Speaking of which, we are going to take our final break. Get it out of the way. When we come back, Jack Peterson's with us. It's obviously Ricky's top 10 for this month. Top 10 favorite winter movies that have very little to do with Christmas. And we'll complete that list right after this. All right, we are back. Our final segment for North Idaho Thursday. It's Ricky's top 10 favorite movies about wintertime. Jack Peterson is our very special guest, and we are on Jack's number four.
For number four,
mm-hmm.
from 1992, Batman Returns.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Now, is that...
Does it take place in the winter?
Let's check with our judges.
Oh, man.
Is that a Michael Keaton?
Is that because it's a Christmas movie?
No, it's a Batman movie.
Does it take place at Christmas?
Rejecting a Batman movie.
That's right. This is why it takes place at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think on Christmas Eve is when the Penguin executes his master plan to steal the... I can't remember.
I don't care about that. Everybody. I'm just not a Michael Keaton fan, so I haven't watched that movie that many times. And
Michael Keaton as Batman or blanket? No Michael Keaton.
I mean, just kind of blanket. What about the terrible Val Kilmer one where Arnold Schwarzenegger plays the Iceman?
That's George Clooney, and that's
one.
A good point.
Everybody freeze!
Yeah, but that one is not a very
good
movie.
It's not. It's a terrible movie.
Batman Returns is a pretty good movie, and it all takes place in wintertime, and it's Tim Burton is the director, so scene he takes it.
It's probably pretty good.
It is.
Maybe
it seems to take care of. There's always snow falling in the background, and Batman and Catwoman have a little thing in there.
I see. Is that the Michelle Pfeiffer?
That's right.
Okay.
And mistletoe is deadly if you eat it.
Oh.
But a kiss can be even deadlier
if
you
meet
it. Oh, it's very.
Maybe we should watch this on Christmas.
No.
No. Okay.
Your number four.
My number four is a tie, and yes, they both take place on Christmas Eve, but they're not overly Christmassy movies, so I don't count them.
Mm-hmm.
One is fairly recent. It's from 2019. It's called Let It Snow. The only person you would recognize from it is Kiernan Shipka, who was the little girl in Mad Men. Don Draper's daughter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's a cute little teen romp comedy, which is my favorite genre of any movie ever, and it's like a different kind of like love stories, and it all comes together at a party at the end, and it's very sweet. And I believe it's only on a streaming service. I think it's Netflix. And then Die Hard 2, Die Harder.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many good lines. There's one that, like, the Colonel guy says that I can't remember, and I texted my brother Willie, but I left my phone in the car, and he never got back to me. But there's one that Bruce Willis goes, how can the same thing happen to the same guy twice? It's so bad. It is not the best Die Hard, and I only don't count it as a Christmas movie because I would never watch Die Hard 2 on Christmas because it would only ruin the holiday. It's that bad. But...
I like Die Harder. I mean, it's not as much as Die Hard.
Okay.
Fun facts about the Die Hard movies. Most of the classic lines from all of them were ad-libbed.
Oh.
Like, yippee-ki-yay, you know the rest.
Yeah.
He totally made it up on, like, the 15th take. He was just sick of doing it, so he yells that.
Uh-huh.
And they go, that is brilliant.
That's it. And also, I don't count this as a Christmas movie because it came out on the 4th of July.
Yeah. So. Die Hard, I think, too, came out in the middle of summer.
Right, which makes no sense.
No.
It was refreshing.
I was also thinking about Die Hard, too, but if you...
Yeah.
I don't know if we want to have the conversation, but if you count Die Hard as a Christmas movie, then it seems like Die Hard 2 also would be.
I feel like I justified why it's
I think you're probably right. Yeah.
It's your number
three. And it is also wintry, which Die Hard itself, while Christmas, is
it's
not
in
wintry.
Los Angeles.
It's in L.A.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, moving right along. Number three, Grumpy Old Men.
Yeah.
And that was on my honorable
I'm glad
mentions.
You said that. I had that on my list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's about
classic.
As winter as it gets.
It is. Yep. Ice fishing, snow everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
Walter
two,
Matthau.
Two Grumpy Old Men, and it takes place once again in the state of Minnesota.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I think so. It definitely takes place in Minnesota. Yeah, it's filmed there. I can't remember.
And
now
is it Sophia Loren?
Yeah. In that one it's Anne Margaret.
Oh, Anne Margaret.
Yeah. In the sequel.
Yeah, got it.
The sequel is great. I like the sequel.
Yeah.
My number three is a classic by all standards, and it's barely a Christmas or a winter movie, but I count it because of the ice planet Hoth. Empire Strikes Back, Star Wars from 1980. Maybe favorite Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I have to rewatch all of them and overthink it. But it's kind of the one that I always go to the most because it's fun to watch. And the ice planet scenes are just super intense and icy and cold. And so it's a good winter movie.
Yep. It's got to be between those two. I didn't include it, but my brother was trying to get me to include it.
Yeah.
Just because of that scene. But then the rest of it doesn't really.
But the rest of it, I know.
My number two is... The Pink Panther, the original one.
Oh,
not the Steve Martin one, the one with
Peter Sellers.
Yeah, with Peter Sellers. And in one.
This is going in a direction I didn't.
Sellers. And Sellers isn't even like the star. He's the breakout character. But David Niven.
Interesting.
He's like the main character, very suave, master thief. It's another really ensemble cast, a lot of recognizable faces.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a winter. Paradise for most of it. Most of it takes place again at like a ski chalet somewhere in the Swiss Alps. And
that's right.
Yeah. And
okay, it qualifies.
Thank you. he rides a sleigh at one point to like. There's ski scenes. There's a cool scene in front of a big fireplace where some at the time famous singer sings a wintry song, and they're all standing there in their cool looking '60s sweaters. Yeah.
Nice. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
My number two couldn't be more different. It is Let It Go, Let It Go from 2013, Frozen. Mm. I just rewatched this movie because it's wintertimey. And, cry at the end. It's a beautiful sister love story. And I have a lot of sisters. And it just is very sentimental. And the acting is great in it. I love Jonathan Groff. Anyway, and then he voices Hans in this movie, and he's great. Kristen Bell, who knew she could sing like that? Idina Menzel. Josh Gad is hilarious. Little known trivia, Edie McClurg is like a background voice in it. She was the mom on Small Wonder. Do you remember that weird robot show where the girl lived in the closet?
Yeah, sure.
Somebody out there knows
I could
what
never
I'm
admit
about.
Watching that. The girl lived in a closet.
No, she was like a robot, like little kid that they like put
that
in the closet.
One of those little kid movies that I've had to watch while babysitting your niece, my granddaughter, 300 times that I actually didn't mind.
It's a great one.
It's a good one. Yeah. And now that she's, six? Mm-hmm. I never liked Frozen.
No, she actually.
Okay,
like
you made me watch
it
35 times.
Right.
Yeah. Jack.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, you need to see it this winter.
Well, I'm going to as soon as I have a
one-year-old child.
I have a one-year-old, so once
he's... Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to save it until we can actually watch it together.
Great plan.
There you go.
All right. My number one is the movie Out of Sight with George Clooney and Jennifer Lopez.
I love that. I didn't even think of that one. It is such a good movie.
It is. And all the best. I mean, well, actually, there's great scenes in Miami. Too.
Yeah.
But it's got like the best winter time.
Yeah. And isn't
scenes.
It like Detroit in the winter?
It's in Detroit in the winter. And it's,
Jennifer
it's
Lopez,
all.
Lopez, George
cold
Clooney,
blue.
Steve Zahn.
Mm-hmm. Don Cheadle's in it.
Yeah.
Who's it? Oh, Ving Rhames.
Yeah.
Is
he's so good in it.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, it's the sexiest wintertime movie ever.
For sure.
Because they meet at the bar and on like the 13th floor, downtown Detroit somewhere.
And they have that
it's
dinner.
It's snowing in the background.
And they're just like talking really low.
And they're not, and she's a cop, he's a criminal, but they ignore it for one night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, it's so cool. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Ricky. My number one is nothing like that at all either. Mm-hmm. It is Frozen 2. Exact same cast. Great storyline again. Like it breaks out from the typical Disney princess storyline of a love story, and it makes it, it's very female powered and sister, you know, forward again. And so it just makes me really happy to watch these movies, and they're just, you know, great cast. Like it's really entertaining and they do a great job with them. I like these movies. Wow. I can watch them all winter. And it's based on Hans Christian Andersen's The Snow Queen, which is really interesting, too. If you start reading about that and him, it all makes a lot of sense. So nerd out on that, people.
Jack, real quick, your honorable mentions.
I already mentioned The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
Miracle is another...
Hockey movie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's another hockey movie called Mystery Alaska, which I like a lot, too.
What's his name? Plummer. Had that on his list.
I have never seen Downhill Racer, so that's why I couldn't include it. But I want to.
Heard of it?
It's Gene Hackman and Robert
Duvall.
Redford. and then all the other James Bond movies. There's a skiing scene in about every third one
it's
of
true.
Them in it. So anyway, the movie Beautiful Girls is one that I didn't include because probably not a lot of people have seen.
Rosie O'Donnell.
She is in it, isn't she? Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell and Uma Thurman.
Yeah.
But it's another winter movie where they're kind of – it's a bunch of friends kind of getting back together. But it, as far as I remember, it doesn't take place right at Christmas time. It's like after
that.
And I can't believe I didn't have Fargo on my list. I think it's because now I kind of think of the TV show first.
Yeah.
So it didn't even pop into my head. But, like, it's Fargo.
It's very much a winter movie. Yeah. I've got a list of ones that weren't on your list that I'm really kind of surprised.
Yeah, do it.
Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, wow.
It's a great one to watch. That Call of the Wild, the original one.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I watched the remake last week. No, I didn't. I watched the first 20 minutes of it and bailed.
Exactly.
It sucks. Mm-hmm. Is Home Alone a Christmas movie?
It is a Christmas movie. How is it not a Christmas movie?
Yeah, Home Alone is very much a Christmas movie.
But it doesn't really have anything to do with Christmas other than they go away for Christmas.
Yeah, but...
Okay, running out of time. Snow Day. About the snowplow guy?
Never saw it.
Is that with Chevy Chase? Or
you guys used to watch it when you were little kids.
Maybe Julian Paula did.
It was kids who had stayed home from school and they... Yeah. I don't know, they take out the snowplow guy. And... Titanic.
Oh.
Titanic. Obviously a winter movie.
April 12th, I think.
Yeah, but it's an iceberg.
It is cold. Jack
Come
turns blue, for heaven's sake.
Exactly.
So that's going to be it for this week. Jack Peterson, thanks for joining us. I don't want this to be your only appearance on Ricky's Top 10.
No,
so
you're a great guest.
We'll keep you in mind.
Thank you very much.
And... do you want to mention something about our...
I did. I wanted to do a quick shout-out to my dear friend, Dan Hall, who is recently no longer with us. He was a frequent guest on Ricky's Top 10 a few years ago. He famously brought photographs to show on the radio.
Yeah.
Won a long-time-running Ricky's Top 10 joke that he will never live down. I miss him. I miss him already. Sandpoint's not the same without Dan Hall.
He was as Sandpoint as it gets, period. I mean, born and raised, and he was my golf partner for 35 years, and you played golf with him in recent years, and there was no one more fun or pleasurable to spend all those thousands and millions of hours walking golf courses together over all these years.
Yeah.
And all of his close friends out there will know what we're talking about. And I just now, thinking while you were talking, is that I think for now on, as long as we do Ricky's Top Tens, we're going to dedicate each one of those shows to our good, loving friend Dan Hall.
I love it.
Yeah. So that's going to send us off into the Ricky's Top 10 holiday season.
Jack, happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey.
Jack, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, both of you.
And I'll be back in here next week. Until then, I'm Bob Whitty, and we'll see you later.